Take a break from your busy schedule and join Harold Sala for Guidelines for Living.
For more than 70 years, my father-in-law, Dr. Guy Duffield, was a Bible teacher, author, and minister. In his lifetime, he wrote books on preaching, on doctrine, and on the practical Christian life. When he was well into his 80s and living in a retirement facility, a young woman from Lebanon who worked where Dr. Duffield resided met him. She showed great interest in the fact that he believed that the Bible is a supernatural book. Knowing essentially nothing of the Bible, the young woman, a Muslim by background, asked him to explain in simple terms why this book is different. Patiently, Dr. Duffield tried to answer her questions. Then she put a question to him that he really didn't expect. "In all of your years preaching the gospel," she began, "what is the greatest single revelation or truth that you have ever confronted?" In his many years teaching and preaching, he had answered a lot of questions. This one, though, caused him to stop and think. "What is the greatest revelation that I ever had?" Finally, he began to answer. "It is the fact that Christianity is God's revelation of himself to us, while religion is the record of the religions of the world searching for God. Actually, it is this fact that separates Christianity from Buddhism, Islam, Shintoism, and the rest of the religions of the world. But it is upon this truth that Christianity rests and hinges as well." The first four books of the New Testament are often referred to as the four Gospels. But actually, there are not four Gospels. There is but one Gospel, that recorded by four men. The Greek word for gospel comes from two words which mean, literally, good news. That word was first used to describe the message when two armies had been engaged in battle, and when one of them triumphed, a runner was sent back with the good news of the victory. Good news, or the gospel, was not only the term used to describe the first four books of the New Testament, but essentially to describe what Christianity is about. God sent his Son to our world to identify with your pain and your suffering, and to die in your place so that he could bring you back into fellowship with the Father. Anyone who has made a study of comparative religions immediately notices that the motivation behind God sending his Son, according to the Bible, is that he loved the world. Other religions uniformly describe God as one who is angry, who must be satisfied by offerings, often including blood which must be shed to assuage anger and retribution. Another distinguishing characteristic of Christianity is that faith in God becomes personal and intimate, a relationship with a living person, not worship of a stone deity at whose feet we must lay flowers or burn incense. "I know whom I have believed," said Paul. The gospel centers in a person. His name is Jesus Christ. At the age of 30, he began his ministry teaching, healing the sick, and on occasion even raising individuals from the dead. He said things which no mortal could ever say and be saying, such as, "I am the bread which came from heaven," or, "I am the way, the truth, and the life," or, "I am the good shepherd," and so forth. He clearly asserted that he was God, the unique Son of the Father who created the world. And he told his disciples very clearly he would be put to death, but on the third day he would rise again. Friend, the good news is that your life can be different. Read the Gospels. Yes, read the Gospel.
You've just heard Guidelines for Living. Visit givetoguidelines.org and become a partner in sharing hope and encouragement in Christ with others around the world. That's givetoguidelines.org. Thanks for listening, and join us again for Guidelines for Living.